This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that mediators continue to prepare for a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, and a sign that mediators believe an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war might be imminent. The official spoke to reporters Friday at the White House in condition of anonymity. The official said that the proposal currently on the table basically bridges every gap between Israel and Hamas and mediators, and were making preparation before the final agreement was set. It was unclear what measures were being taken before the deal is approved, but the official said a new implementation cell was being established in Cairo in preparation. The cell would focus on the logistics of any agreement. A trail of destruction lies in the path that Ukrainian forces carved on their risky incursion into Russia, blasting through the border and into the Russian town of Sudzha. Associated Press journalists traveled Friday on a Ukrainian government-organized trip to the town. Artillery fire has blown chunks out of the statue of the Soviet founder, Vladimir Lenin, and a central square. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said Thursday the town was fully under his troops' control. Ukrainian forces overran one Russian settlement after another in a surprise operation that Kyiv hopes will change the dynamic of the two-and-a-half-year-old conflict. Thailand's parliament has elected Pattong Tan Shinawatra, the youngest daughter of the divisive former leader, as the country's new prime minister. She becomes Thailand's third leader from the Shinawatra family after her father was ousted by a coup before returning from exile last year. And her aunt, who lives in exile,